Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle, in our brand new West Knoxville location. And you're about to say some statements that I think are going to make people pause.
I think so.
And rewind. And I like, so. Did I hear Robin say what I think I did?
Yeah.
And go ahead and tell us that statement.
Today we're going to talk about eating more to lose weight.
And that's not an edit. That is live. That is right now. That is real. I don't understand it, but after this show, I'm going to.
You will. Absolutely.
Let's
I'm
do
going
it.
To explain it. So we always talk about, you'll hear Dr. Rogers always say, calories in, calories out is not always the most accurate way to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it, calories are not all the same.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to talk about. So oftentimes tracking and just thinking calories in, calories out, the less calories I eat, the more calories I burn, the more weight I'm going to lose. This can lead to really significant calorie deficits in people just trying to push the line and try to lose more weight in this attempt to, you know, drop off a lot of pounds. But in the long run, that severe calorie deficit really complicates the picture for weight loss. So every single process in our entire body requires energy to perform. And we get that energy from our food. So if we're not eating enough food, we don't have enough calories that we need to perform those processes, we don't have the energy, your body's gonna decrease your metabolism to conserve that energy. Your body needs to stay alive. So if you're in a really severe calorie deficit, your body thinks that you're starving to death, it's gonna conserve every single thing it gets because it doesn't know when it's gonna get something again.
Is that why, is that fatigue, feeling like I need to take a nap?
Oh, absolutely, it can lead to all kinds of stuff like that. And so we'll get into kind of figuring out calorie-wise what we should be eating.
What's our goal? This is the essence of food is fuel. Food is fuel.
Food is fuel, yes, absolutely. And I preach that all the time. We've got to look at food as what we need to survive.
Yeah.
Like, yes, we can eat some things that we think taste good, but we've got to eat the things that we need to be eating to give our body the energy and the fuel that it needs.
And automatically, like, even just in this first couple minutes, I'm getting in the mentality of not, you know, oh, I can't eat this. But it's more like, okay, I need to get to these goals. And we're going to talk about, you know, what to eat.
Yeah.
But, like, you need to reach that. So it's like, it's almost like I don't feel like a lack. One thing with dieting for me is always like, I don't want to feel like I can't have something.
Have something. Yeah.
But if I focus on the things I can have and trying to get to a certain number, I think I'd be okay with that.
Hit that end goal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have this talk a lot. You know, we do a lot of weight loss here, and we do weight loss in a lot of different ways. Most popular probably being semaglutide. Mm. And the point of semaglutide is to help reduce our appetite some. Works great, and especially works great for people who tend to overeat.
Right.
What I always tell my patients is the point of any weight loss that we're doing is not for you to be able to successfully starve yourself to death.
Yeah.
It's not what we're going for.
Right.
When they come back and they're like, I eat one meal a day and it's probably 400 calories. I'm like, cool. Let's not do that, please. You know, I have lots of extensive conversations about we still need to be hitting calorie intake goals. The medicines that we do just help suppress some of those cravings. They help us not overeat. They help us make healthier decisions because we're not starving to death all
right.
of the time.
Right.
So this absolutely works in with traditional weight loss as far as, you know, eat less, exercise more, but also works in with our dietary stuff we're doing with medicines as well.
Yeah. And this mentality also fits, you know, perfect with our new InBody machine.
Yeah.
There's a video. We'll link that in the description below if you want to learn more about that machine. But tracking this stuff is so important and fun.
Super important.
It's kind of motivating.
Yeah. So, like I said, we've got to decide how many calories you need to be eating. I don't say eat more and lose weight saying I could eat 3,000 calories a day and lose weight.
Right.
But I'm saying we've got to eat more than what people usually do when they're on a diet.
Now, do you still believe you need to be in a calorie deficit?
We do.
Okay.
But not a severe calorie deficit. So
okay.
We'll talk about how much.
Okay.
So the first thing that we need to know is our BMR, base metabolic rate, also referred to as your RMR, resting metabolic rate.
Okay.
Okay. So base metabolic rate, this is the minimum energy that is needed to maintain your base body functions. This is if I lay in the bed all day and just, you know, breathing and my heart needs to beat. Mm-hmm. This is what your body burns every day because all of those processes take energy.
Got it.
So that's your baseline burn. This is influenced by age, by your body size, gender, hormones, body composition. In general, if you're younger, you have a higher muscle mass, and then men tend to have a higher BMR, base metabolic rate. Okay. So let's talk about how we calculate this. There's a couple of different ways. Number one, my favorite, is the InBody machine.
Okay.
InBody is a machine that we have. Like you said, we'll link that video, but it calculates your base metabolic rate for you. Also, wearing something like an Apple Watch, Fitbit, things like that, they're going to give you your total daily resting energy. It's the same as your base metabolic rate.
So does your BMR dictate how many calories you need, or
is it part of the calculation?
Okay. Cause I'm thinking, okay, you got a high metabolism. That means you can eat more, need to eat more in many cases. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's part of the calculation that we do. So we get that base metabolic rate. And then if we are not eating enough to support that healthy muscle, our base metabolic rate's going to be lower. So you're going to burn less calories.
At a resting point. Okay.
So that's where under eating can really get to you. Under eating can also lead to different hormonal imbalances, increased fat storage, all the things that we don't want happening.
Mm.
So we got to keep that BMR high. We've got to keep our metabolism high.
Okay.
And like you mentioned, under eating can lead to chronic fatigue, that low energy, drops in energy, feeling like we need naps, hair loss, nutritional deficiencies, mood changes, blood sugar irregularities, all of that. Okay. So base metabolic rate, I'll give you numbers to make it easy. My base metabolic rate is 1600.
Okay.
So for me, if I lay in the bed all day doing absolutely nothing, my body's going to burn about 1600 calories.
So you got to eat 1600 calories just to break even.
No, because then we have our active energy. I don't lay in the bed all day doing absolutely nothing. Okay. I get up, I walk around, I go exercise. I'm, you know, just moving around in daily life.
Got it.
So that's where our active calories come in. So we have our base metabolic rate. Then we calculate our active calories to get our total daily energy expenditure.
Okay.
TDEE.
And is that like just, okay, you calculate, okay, I go on 2 walks a day, I'm walking 10,000 steps, I get a weightlifting session in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for this, I really love, you know, an Apple Watch, Fitbit, something like that. It's going to be the most accurate way to calculate. You can do kind of an old school calculator and tell it how much activity you're doing, and it'll give you kind of a general idea.
Okay.
Apple Watch is going to give you a much closer idea. So, again, giving you numbers, mine is around 400 a day is my total active calories.
Got it.
So now we add together base metabolic rate and daily active calories to get your total daily energy expenditure. So 1600 plus 400 minus 2000 calories a day. On any given day, my body's burning right at 2000 calories.
So based on your goals, that's going to determine, okay, how much you want to, you need to eat.
So if I am going on a bulk phase and I want to put muscle on, I've got to eat more than that.
Right.
I've got to eat 22 to 2400 calories a day in order to put that size on.
Okay.
If I want to maintain, if I'm happy with where my weight is and I want to maintain, I'm right at 1900 to 2000 calories a day.
Okay.
If I want to lose weight, and this is where it gets critical, if I want to lose weight, I cut by 2 to maximum of 500 calories.
Wow. So you never should be eating less than 1500 calories.
Mm-mm.
Huh?
And that's where people make their mistakes.
All right, well, out of curiosity, when you see somebody in here for a diet consult or any sort of weight loss consult, what are their typical calorie counts?
Most people don't count.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of people tell me, oh yeah, I eat enough. I'm like, but do you really?
Right.
And I try to encourage people to bring me calorie counts. Like if we're really going to dive into this, I need to know truly what you're eating right now so I can tell you how to edit that. I will tell you, when you eat healthy, it takes a lot more food than what you think.
Yep.
It is a job for me to equal out to 2000 calories.
Really?
A day. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Interesting.
Like I have to have it planned. I have to do meal prep in order to hit that. It can't be one of those fly by the night, like, oh, today I think I'm going to have this and this and this. Like I have very set things that I have to eat to hit my goals. because I don't have time to calculate throughout the day. I just know this is what I have to do to get where I need to be.
That, but it's so relieving to know that, though. Yes. Like, you don't have to think about it.
Yes. Like I said, it's the food is my fuel. I know I need to eat this to be able to accomplish this.
Super
and
interesting.
That's just the way that I look at it. So minimum for me would be 1500 calories a day. So
if you're trying to lose weight,
if I'm trying to lose weight, and that's aggressively trying to lose weight. So say theoretically I drop down and I'm only eating 1,000 or 1,200 calories per day. Initially I'll drop a lot of weight and then my body goes, oh my goodness, what is happening? I'm starving. I need everything I can get. And you will actually start to put fat back on because that's your body's way of trying to conserve.
Makes so much sense. Yeah. It's like a protective thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So less is not always better when it comes to this. We need to be eating enough that our body can trust us. My favorite way to track this is not just by tracking how many calories have I eaten every day. It's what our macros are.
Okay.
So macros is referring to macronutrients. This is a great way to track food intake because it's much more accurate. We're seeing more like what our nutritional value with everything is. I could eat 2,000 calories a day of absolute junk and not feel good and not reach my goals. We got to be eating the good things too.
Yep.
So macros are carbohydrates, fat, and protein. That's the three things that we're looking at. Those are your three macronutrients, the big pieces of what we're eating. USDA recommends some ranges that I don't love for this, but USDA recommendation is that 45 to 65% of your daily intake is in carbohydrates, 20 to 35% is in fats, and then 10 to 35% is in protein. I don't like those numbers. I don't use those numbers for my patients. Protein is key with everything. If we want to achieve goals, we want to build muscle, we want to increase our metabolism, we have to have more protein. So I tend to push people towards more like around 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. One way to estimate it.
Okay.
Another way, about 35 to 40% of your daily calories should come from protein.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you how to calculate this. There are calculators that you can find online, but I'm going to tell you how to do it as well. So you take your total calories that you need to be eating every single day, times that by the percent of calories from whichever macro. So my favorite way to do it is say about 40% protein and then 35% fat, 25% carbs.
Okay.
Now you can move that around. You can make that whatever you want to make it. If you don't want to have that much protein, you can do more carbs instead. But whatever you decide on, these calculations I'm going to tell you, that's what I'm basing it on.
Okay.
Okay. So total daily calories per day that we need, times it by the percent of calories for that specific macro. That's going to tell you how many calories are going to come from that macro. Then we divide that by the number of calories that that macro equals out to. So I'm going to make this make sense. Okay. Carbs have 1 gram. 1 gram equals 4 calories. So 1 gram of carbs, you get 4 calories from. Okay.
So, okay. Got it.
1 gram of fat, you get 9 calories from. 1 gram of protein, you get 4 calories from.
1 gram of protein, four?
4 calories.
So four for protein and carbs?
Carbs, and then 9 for fats.
Interesting.
Okay?
Okay.
So I'll make this make sense with my numbers. For my protein goal, I'm eating 2,000 calories per day times 40%, because that's my protein goal. That comes out to 800 calories of protein I need. Then I divide that by 4 because I get 4 calories from each gram of protein. That comes out to 200 grams daily of protein.
That's a lot of protein.
So that's a lot of protein.
Yep.
That's about 1.3 times my body weight in protein. That's because my focus is always muscle.
Right.
I want the muscle. I want to keep the muscle.
Right.
So that may be a little high for some people. You could drop that back down a little bit if you wanted to. So then for carbs, again, 2,000 calories a day. My carb goal is 25% of my calories in carbs. That comes out to 500 calories from carbs. Divide that by 4, 125 grams daily of carbs.
Okay.
Okay. And then fats, again, 2,000 times 35%. Comes out to 700 calories a day from fat. Divide that by 9 because you have 9 calories per gram of fat. I come out to 77 grams a day of fat.
Okay.
So those are my macro goals.
Okay.
200 grams of protein. 125 grams of carbohydrates, 77 grams of carbs, or sorry, fats.
And that gets you to your 2,000 calories.
That gets me to my 2,000 calories, but very specific to my 2,000 calories because I'm hitting my protein goal. I'm getting my fats in.
Right.
I'm not eating 2,000 calories of carbs and turning big and fluffy, not getting where I want to be. I need that protein there to support that muscle. So that's where macro counting is so much more important than just calorie counting.
So it seems like you need both. You need to have that calorie number,
mm-hmm.
and from that you can work out your macros based
yes.
on percentages.
Yes.
And the percentages are dependent on what your goals are?
Dependent on what goals are.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're going for a really low carb diet, you bring that percentage down to 5 or 10%.
Which means you have to increase the percentage of something else.
Of something else. You got to get it from somewhere. Usually you increase fats if you decrease carbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I know, like, is this something that you're doing all day, or is this like a set it and forget it? I know that, you know, this piece of chicken breast is
yeah.
10 grams of
I'm to the set it and forget it point.
Okay.
Because I've done it for long enough.
Yeah.
For people just starting in on this, you've got to first, I encourage you first track for a week or two just what you're doing in general so you have an idea. Because again, like, you can think that you're getting there and you are nowhere close
to the calorie count,
to even the calorie count, much
yeah.
less hitting macros correctly.
Yeah.
So I encourage tracking for a week or two. And then we talk about how can we edit this? Where do we need to make our changes? What are you eating now? What do you need to be eating instead?
Well, I definitely can see how you need to eat more.
Absolutely.
You know, like that is
super
obvious. Most
people are not eating enough.
Yeah, we're not eating enough. And what we are eating is not the right thing.
Right.
You know, so we're not even getting close to our protein goal.
Yeah.
Or probably our fat goal and probably too much of the easy stuff.
Yes, that tends to be what it is. When people say, yeah, you know, I eat okay. It's never what it really needs to be. And that's what I hear a lot. I don't eat unhealthy.
Right.
But I'm sure we're not eating as healthy as we need to be.
Are you sure?
And so, you know, eating burns calories for us. And yep. protein has a higher thermic effect, or it burns more calories than any food that we eat. So when we hit those protein goals, we are making our body burn more calories in the process. So again, we're helping ourselves even more.
Okay, explain that. So so eating the right things... Mm-hmm. One, our body's utilizing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our body's utilizing it.
Right.
But to break down protein requires more energy.
Okay.
So we actually burn more energy and burn more calories when we eat protein because it takes more effort for the body to digest and break it down. So we're helping ourselves that way too.
Makes so much sense.
And then of course we have to have exercise in with this because exercise is what really gets us to where we want to be as well.
Mm-hmm.
So HIIT training, high intensity interval training, and strength training or weights is going to help to increase your BMR. So if you really want to be able to eat more, get your skeletal muscle up, get that base metabolic rate up, and you can eat more and get away with it.
So it really, I mean, I said it starts with the calories. It really starts with the BMR. That's kind of like the step one.
Yes, BMR is what determines what happens with everything else.
God, that's wild.
So we've got to get that BMR up.
Yeah.
We got to keep that muscle up so that BMR stays up. Under eating is going to reduce recovery from the exercise that we're doing. So these people that I see that are like, yeah, I mean, I am in the gym 2 hours a day and I'm only eating 1,000 calories. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. Why am I not losing weight? We're doing all the things wrong.
Yeah.
You're pushing way, way, way too hard and you're not giving your body what it needs to recover. And so your body is just going to continue to shut that metabolism down because it doesn't know that you're exercising to lose weight. It doesn't know that that's an okay thing. It could think that you're continually running from a bear and it needs to conserve all the energy so that you can live. Your body doesn't know. So we have to give it what it needs.
I'm kind of picturing that person in the gym who's there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the treadmill, they're on the stepper, like they're there all the time.
Yeah.
And it seems miserable to me. And
yeah.
And I know they're not getting where they want to go.
And then they get frustrated and they're like, forget it.
Right.
I'm just not going to do anything.
Right.
The people that are really optimizing their time in their gym and what I tell people to do and what I do personally, max of 15 to 20 minutes of cardio.
Yeah.
Do intense cardio. You can do HIIT, you can do circuits. I love incline walking.
Yep.
Like put some height on it, put some speed on it and go. Don't be there for an hour though. It's not helping.
Right.
15 to 20 minutes of cardio, 20, 30 minutes of weightlifting. The guys that you see in the gym that are weightlifting for 2 hours, they're really only weightlifting for about 10 minutes of that. The rest of that is like talk and recovery time. Like speed it up. Let's go. Get in and get out. You don't have to be there that long. It doesn't have to, you know, encompass your whole entire day. I love the guys that sit around and chat. They're great, but just get it done and get out.
I agree.
And then you have to eat to recover from that. The more that you exercise and don't replenish, the less calories you're actually going to be able to burn in the exercise you're doing because your body's conserving. It's cutting that metabolism down. It's not letting you burn the calories.
It's amazing how automatic it is. The body's just trying to protect itself.
Yeah. The body wants to live.
all the time.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And this can start to affect things like hormone production, like I said, because the body's going to prioritize.
Yep.
And so if basic living has to be the top priority, it doesn't care about your testosterone levels, your estrogen levels. It cares that it's able to keep your heart beating and your lungs breathing.
Right. It's about optimizing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so other causes of slow metabolism, limited daily movement. So not getting out there, not moving around is going to bring down your BMR. Again, not exercising. And like I said, over dieting, under eating, okay. All of those are going to slow down that metabolism. So again, we increase that metabolism by increasing our movement. And this is daily movement outside of the gym. You know, when you go to the grocery store, park in the back and walk in. Like one thing I read the other day said, no princess parking. I love that. Don't circle around 5 times trying to find the closest space. Just park and walk in. Go for a walk whenever you get home from work. Keep moving. If you have a desk job, stand up. Get one of those little walking treadmills at your desk. Something where you're moving. You're not just sitting all day long. Increasing that metabolism through increasing our protein intake. Increasing our actual exercise. So HIIT, weightlifting. Sleep. Sleep is important. The body has to recover. So we need good sleep. We're going to have a hard time getting where we want to be if we're only sleeping 4 hours a night.
So you can increase your metabolism.
Yes.
Okay. Because a lot of times I think, you know, when I talk with people, it feels to me like, oh, well, this is what I've been dealt. You know, like I have a slow metabolism.
Yeah.
So I have to do things differently. But with what you're saying, like you can increase
your... We can work on that.
We can get that up.
It's not an easy fix.
Right.
And that's where a lot of people will get frustrated with the process and they'll just stop.
Mm.
So I've got one more little piece that's going to really blow your mind. It's called reverse dieting. So if you have been in a severe calorie deficit for a long time, we actually have to do what's called reverse dieting. We have to eat more. We have to move more. It's going to help us to recover better, be able to push harder, but we've got to slowly increase that calorie intake.
Mm.
So reasons to reverse diet: if your weight loss has stopped or has slowed significantly, if you're really hungry all the time, you're not having good performance in the gym, or like I said, if you know you've been in a severe deficit for a really long time, we want to reverse diet. We want to start adding those calories back up. So I usually recommend that we increase by anywhere from 50 to 150 calories every 1 to 2 weeks until we get up to that maintenance where we're supposed to be.
Okay.
So if I had been eating 1200 calories a day and I was supposed to be eating 2000 calories a day, it's going to take me a while to get to that.
Right.
I'm going to very slowly increase that. If we hit a point that we do see a big spike in weight, that's the time to stop for a few minutes. Just kind of let the body stabilize at that. See what happens. If we continue to increase our weight too much with it, we can pull back a little bit and kind of start that process back over again. But we really slowly want to work up to that total daily calorie goal. I've done this before. I was super under eating. I wasn't getting where I wanted to be. It took me about a month of reverse dieting, adding those calories back in, hit a point that, you know, performance was much better. I was responding much better. I got up to my baseline calories I was supposed to be at. And then I was able to drop those back to a less aggressive calorie deficit.
More sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something, you know, one question we get a lot is people going through plateaus with the GLP-1s, the semaglutides, the Mounjaros. Is this something that you would encourage them to do if they're hitting a plateau while on the medication? Can you reverse diet while on that?
You can. Now, it really freaks some people out because you probably will see a little bit of weight gain come when that happens. And that's what I always counsel people. If you see that little bit of weight gain, it's okay. It's part of the process. It lets us know what step we need to do next.
Mm.
But yes, if you've hit that plateau, especially if your calorie intake is really low, especially if you're pushing it really hard in the gym. This is something that you can do on semaglutide as well.
Interesting. That's going to help a lot of people, because I know there are moments, because a lot of them are at a severe calorie deficit while on those medications.
Yeah. And that's kind of what the medicine pushes you to do. But, and again, like I said, that's something that I try to counsel my patients. Don't fall into that.
Yeah.
Don't just not eat. I want to use the semaglutide as a tool to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals, not make it easier for you to starve yourself to death.
Yeah.
We still have goals we need to hit. Protein, I tell all my patients, protein is the number one thing. Put it on your plate. That is the first thing that you eat. So with semaglutide, you do fill up faster. Eat that protein first.
Make sure you get that.
At least getting that in.
Yeah.
I've had people that hit plateaus, and I'll have them kind of pull back their dose for a little bit. Let's play around with what we're doing with their diet, and then we can go back up a little bit on the semaglutide if we need to.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Robin, I think I'm going to go get some lunch after this.
It's important.
But you have successfully explained this. I now get it. You mentioned an app you like, the Macros app.
Macros.
Okay.
Called Macros. Yeah. Download that. You can put into there what your calorie goal is, or it will help you calculate it if you don't know what it is. It has some kind of preset macro goals, or you can set it to the goals that I gave.
Cool. Super cool. You explained this. Guys, we're going to link below the videos to semaglutide, as well as the one with the InBody machine that is in our new West Knoxville location, as well as our Johnson City location up in the Tri-Cities. You guys named it. We explained it. Or should I say Robin explained it? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Guys, that was awesome. We'll see y'all next time.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.